This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Tuesday. Deion Sanders will stop by in about 20 minutes from now. Ugly NFL game last night, Monday Night Football. Both teams are 4-4. Isn't that strange? Seems like there's a big difference between those two teams. The Chargers should be good. They should be better than 4-4. The Jets, it feels like we're going, all right, they're 4-4. Kind of holding on in case Aaron Rodgers is able to come back and save the day. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Poll question for the final hour of the program. Seton, are we going to change it up?
Yeah, we are. We're going to say more likely Aaron Rodgers plays at some point this season, or Jim Harbaugh suspended at some point this season.
Oh,
more likely.
Okay.
More likely.
All right. I'm going to guess both could happen because the Big Ten formally notified Michigan that it could be facing disciplinary action from the league, from the Big Ten. This according to ESPN. I'm trying to understand the wording here. The Big Ten formally notified Michigan that it could be facing disciplinary action. Is this the heads up for Michigan to, hey, you guys better get your story straight because we're coming in? And I'm trying to advance this story. That, you know, I want due process here for Michigan, but it just feels like there's a lot of speculation, innuendo, gray area here. Do I think Michigan, if they were stealing signs and that's against the sportsmanship etiquette of the Big Ten, then there should be ramifications? You know, you can say it's an antiquated rule that they should have, you know, the ability to be able to scout teams. You get film from other schools, you know, the school you're facing, but you're going to do it in person, in a disguise. Was he in a disguise? Who was he working for? Now Connor Stallions resigns. Did anybody know what he was doing? Other teams doing this? Did Jim Harbaugh share in any of this information? But you also have a situation where, okay, if he was out on the road scouting, who was he scouting for? Who did he give the information to? Maybe it didn't go directly to Jim Harbaugh, but did it go to an assistant coach? Did it go to a defensive coordinator? He's probably trying to impress somebody. And then do you ever say, how'd you get this? Or did it be like, all right, thank you. Oh, wow. All right. That's interesting. Oh, okay. And if you're Michigan, what if you say, we're going to sit down, Jim, for two games? And this could happen tomorrow. There could be a ruling tomorrow. If it's longer than two games, then it's going to go to court. But if you sit him down for Penn State and Maryland, back in time for Ohio State, does it go away? Because if you fight it, now, what I would probably, if I knew that they had the goods on me, then you say, all right, Jim, we're going to sit you down, and pending further investigation, it's a two-game suspension. I don't know if it quiets things down here, because you're wondering, okay, do they still have signals for Ohio State? Do they have it for Penn State? Do they have it for Maryland? I'm assuming you would. I don't think you just stop at Rutgers or Nebraska. You got to beat Ohio State. Did you use them before against Ohio State? It just, due process, got to have it. It's just, I'm trying to figure it. Nobody really has it. Like, they did this, and this is how they did it, and Harbaugh knew it. I got to attach Harbaugh to it at some point down the road here if I'm going to discipline him. Now, do you look at him and go, well, you should have known? This happened to Rick Pitino at Louisville. He didn't know anything about hookers being in the dorm room. Well, he should have known. They fired him. He sued, won his lawsuit against Louisville. But should Jim Harbaugh have known? Somebody on your staff. Now, you can always do this, as David Stern famously did with Tim Donaghy. Well, that's a rogue official. Nobody else would ever do anything like that in the NBA. Okay. Hey, this is a rogue assistant coach. He's so far down the depth chart, I didn't even know what he was doing. I don't really know him. Distance yourself. Here's Jim Harbaugh being asked about the investigation.
Nobody's wants criticism, or, you know, and that's why I work so hard to do everything right, you know, both on and off the field. It's been that way for a long time, you know, since I was 22 years old. But if the criticism's directed me and not on my adolescent kids at home or the players on the football team, then I'm okay with it.
Okay. Vague, but firm. Once again, I have Big Ten sources, and they're like puzzled by it. Athletic directors say he should be punished. Coaches are saying he should be punished. They're on a conference call saying all these things. I got to attach some things together. It feels like there's a lot of different pieces of yarn here, but it's a sweater that's not fully formed. And social media is kind of leading the charge on this. That's all. I would just tell people, pause until you have everything, and then if you have something, suspend him. I mean, you know, is Ryan Day behind this? That was brought up. I'm like, wow. Who started the investigation? Was it somebody who doesn't like Jim Harbaugh, who's affiliated with Michigan? That's what I was told initially. Was it somebody outside who had access to something inside? Did somebody turn on Harbaugh in there? Is there something really there? Yeah, Paul.
You suggested that maybe Michigan Harbaugh could suggest a suspension, take two games, put this to bed. Do you think that's why that story about the Big Ten saying, we're looking into this and we're considering situations like, hey, man, let's meet up and have a talk and try to end this thing before the playoffs?
Well, I'm looking at the bottom line, which is always money. What helps the Big Ten? Michigan continues to win. And or Ohio State. Because when you get into the playoffs, you're making money for the entire conference. Everybody benefits there. Do you want to suspend Jim Harbaugh? Do you want to take Michigan out of the title picture? Yes, it's about integrity and sportsmanship and getting an unfair advantage. I understand all those things. But if I'm running the Big Ten, Tony Battiti just got there as the conference commissioner. This is going to be his first big decision here if it comes down to, do you suspend Jim Harbaugh? Yes, Eden.
It's a very uncomfortable place to be, because the Big Ten wants Jim Harbaugh and Michigan to be great, and they're having conference calls with every other school in the conference, and the coaches are like, you guys better do something about this guy. You guys better do something about this program. Yeah. So for the good of the Big Ten, you want Michigan, but that is at the risk of pissing off every other school.
Yeah, you have to set an example. You can't go, well, Michigan's in the national title picture here. Well, yeah, there might be a reason why, if they're getting signals from other teams and they know what's coming. But if you suspend him for two, you can suspend him for up to two games and fine him $10,000. After that, that's when it goes to court. Because that's when Michigan and or Harbaugh would probably sue. Do you want that? Yes, Paul.
My favorite part of this story is how Ohio State and their head coach have to act like they're disinterested and not really following this story. Like when he does Ryan Day does interviews, that's their business, and I'm sure.
But Coach, how did you vote when you got on the conference call?
We're just looking forward to playing blank.
Yeah,
this
but
weekend.
Coach, everybody voted on this. Did you vote to have disciplinary action with Michigan?
We're on to Cincinnati.
Of course we are.
But Ohio State, the fans would love to see Michigan dinked.
Oh, sure.
But the coach has to let it happen without appear to be participating in it.
Yes, Don.
And what is the suspension for, then? Lack of institutional control? The whole, he should have known if he's innocent until proven guilty?
No, there's a sportsmanship clause. So this, when we first started on this, my source said, hey, this is what they're going to be guilty of if they find enough evidence. It's a sportsmanship clause. They violated that. That's all this is. Now, I don't know if they extract it and there's more to it, but that's what Jim would probably be punished for.
And according to the Big Ten's sportsmanship rules, which are, again, are very vague, they have to alert anyone that they're being punished and give them a chance to respond before the punishment is released. So that's why they said it could take a few days.
Well, they said yesterday 48 hours. So Pete Thamel reported that from the mothership, and that's why tomorrow could be interesting. Tomorrow could be interesting. Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For college football. Yeah.
The best.
I keep trying to advance the story, but it just feels like it's there. It's like you're in third gear, but you're not going to fourth or fifth. It's like it's there. It's moving, but I don't know how quickly it moves from here on out. Yeah, Paul.
If I'm in the Ohio State student section of fans, I bring like telescopes, goggles, all that kind of stuff to like they're stealing signs, like the Duke fans would do.
Well, I would dress like the assistant coach did when he was supposedly on the sidelines of Central Michigan, where he had his mustache and he had his Central Michigan gear on. Espionage. Yes, Don.
It's like when the police don't formally arrest somebody. They've got all the evidence, but because they don't have that DNA match, they feel like they're not ready just yet to go knock on their door and put them in handcuffs.
That pesky DNA.
Oh, that pesky DNA.
What's with the guy on the sideline?
Yeah. Is that a real mustache? David in Cincinnati. Good morning, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, hi, Dan. Third time, long time, 5'11", 165. Okay, perfect segue from what you guys were talking about. Two topics to bring up. First off, quick comment on pizza. I had Pepe's on Worcester a little over a year ago. It was decent. Probably made a mistake in getting 2 to 3 toppings instead of maybe a simple Neapolitan.
Just get the clam pizza, and you're good to go. Okay, what? And don't compare New Haven pizza to Cincinnati's pizza because I'm from Cincinnati. Let's not go there, David. Okay.
No, not trying to.
Okay.
Not trying to.
Okay.
Okay, so now for the real reason I'm calling. It's Proclamation Tuesday, Danny. Stay with me. You see what Jeff Brohm is doing in Louisville? Has Louisville number 13 in the country, back at his alma mater. Brohm can coach quarterbacks. Where did he last coach? Purdue. Big Ten, right? Where did Tom Brady play? Michigan. Big Ten. It just feels right to say the following, similar to how Kobe Bryant, closest thing to Michael Jordan, Aiden O'Connell, closest thing to the great Tom Brady. when I watch him, he looks the part. The way he moves in the pocket, very similar, strong arm. His teammates, Devontae, really like him.
You know what? You're making a proclamation. I'm going to make a proclamation of let's slow down on the former Purdue quarterback. They like him a lot. You imagine if an organization said, we don't really like him a lot, but we got to play him. Whenever you get these younger quarterbacks, man, the organization really likes him a lot. Here's another thing that bothers me while we're off on tangents. Why is it a young rookie quarterback? How about just a rookie quarterback? Or what about his big tight end? I don't think you have like too many 5'7" tight ends there in the NFL. Oh, the young freshman as opposed to what? Darren in Omaha. Hi, Darren. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for making me laugh a lot as I listen to your show. You guys are great.
Thank you, Darren.
You guys were talking about those college quarterbacks earlier that are prospects for the NFL. Could you just tell me what you're hearing about Caleb Williams this year compared to last year? Like, I don't, what do I know, but I don't see any drop-off. He seems to be just as good, still to be the best draft pick, the top draft pick, because of his athleticism. He can make all the throws.
If they had any defense right now, Darren, we would be talking about him going back-to-back because he's still playing at a very high level. Now, you can make an argument that Michael Penix is statistically better quarterback, you know, team being undefeated. I get that. But I think Caleb, with a bullseye on the front and back of his jersey, has performed admirably. He's not the problem. But also, we like something new. Michael Penix is something newer, fresher, and a different storyline. And Washington's playing well. Washington won the showdown there. I don't see anything different with Caleb Williams. But, you know, mine's an untrained eye looking at Caleb. I just see he's not going to be able to do in the pros what he does in college. He's not going to have 5-6 seconds to be able to improvise. He just won't. And that'll be the big challenge for him. Because a lot, you can see this with Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, when he played at BYU, they didn't have a great schedule. He probably is able to freelance, and this is good. And man, Coastal Carolina, oh, okay, these guys are decent here. You know, now you get in there with the pros, you're frozen. You're not improvising. You're trying to. You extend a play, and it doesn't work out. And I think that's the only thing with Caleb Williams. When I got to lock you in a box and keep you in the pocket, and you got like, you know, 2.5 seconds to throw, how do you do? What's your ball placement? All of those things. What's your velocity? What's your command? How do you do when the game is on the line? Those are things that decide if you're going to be a great quarterback or not. And I think in fairness to him, with what he's gone through this year, you go out there every single drive, he probably feels like he must score a touchdown. Or they're going to lose. And even if he does score a touchdown, they're still going to lose. That's a lot. There's no other quarterback in America who's had more pressure than Caleb Williams. And I think he's performed admirably. Feels like we're looking for reasons to knock him down a notch. All right, let me take a break. Deion Sanders set to join us next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Colorado football is 4-5 on the season. They lost three straight. They lost to Stanford in overtime, UCLA, Oregon State. Upcoming games, host Arizona at Washington State and then at Utah. And the head coach of the Buffs, Deion Sanders, joining us on behalf of California Almonds. Almonds help with exercise recovery, and you can stay in your prime. Coach Prime never takes a day off, which is why he eats almonds daily to be smart about his recovery. Deion joining us. Deion, thanks for joining us. How long does a loss stay with you?
Oh, my God. That's the way to come right out the gate swinging, Dan. I wouldn't expect anything less. That's why I love you. That's why I love you. They don't leave. They have their own little places of solitary confinement, and they don't leave. You got to understand, Dan, the reason it's so tough for me, we hadn't lost a regular season game in 2 years at Jackson. And before that, it was like three or four straight state titles in high school. So this is mentally, it's not an easy ride. But you know what you signed up for.
But it is a roller coaster ride. Where do you think you are on that roller coaster ride?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I just happened to have several statistics that I showed our team this morning. Defensive overview. We have 18 turnovers. That's tied for fourth in the country. We have 8 fumbles recovered. That's tied for fourth in the country. We have 10 interceptions. That's tied for seventh in the country. 23 sacks. That's tied for 12th in the country. 36% stop rate in the end zone. That's tied for fourth in the country. And compared to 2022, they only had 9 sacks in the whole season, and we have 23 now. And offensively, it's some of the same thing. Like 2022, this offense averaged 14.8 points per game. Now we're averaging 30.7. Passing, they had 1,700 yards, 8 TDs, 8 interceptions. Of course, Shador, 24 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, you know, averaging 320 yards a game. Rushing, we're like luster. We're not doing anything. But sometimes you got to show these young men, as well as the coaches in the locker room, you got to show them that I understand we're not where we want to be, but we're trending in the right direction. It's a tremendous amount of progress. And the best thing about everything, Dan, is we got our butts kicked once. Oregon kicked that flat out butts. It was no win. When we got out the darn plane, it was 30-0 on the scoreboard. That's what we saw. But every other game, we've had an opportunity to win. And we came up short because we don't know how to win, and we don't have the personnel yet that we need to be who we desire to be. But we've had opportunities, great opportunities.
How frustrating is it when you played, you could control part of this?
Right.
When you coach, you got control, but not player control.
You are really good. How many years is that for you?
40.
That's a great question. Because that's tough. And everybody says, are you nervous before the game? No, I ain't playing. I wish I could have some type of, you know, so I am living vicariously through two guys out there, you know, one plays safety and one plays quarterback. So I'm living vicariously through those guys with Sanders on the back of their jerseys. But you're exactly right. You can't control the things you want to do, things you want to see, things that you know that's going to happen. You wish to God that you had some kind of, shoot, I wish it was like an electric football set that you could just move them in and you know, hit the button. But we don't have that autonomy to do so.
Most parents watch their kids and they're nervous. They're rooting. They're in the stands. You're watching your kids, but you're coaching your kids. How different?
Not at all. It's all I know. I don't know no other way. Shiloh went to South Carolina, so he got from up under the umbrella for a year and a half. Shador, only time he ever played without me was when I was in the hospital with these blood clots in Jackson. So he's really never played without me in his life. So we don't know no other way. That's normalcy for us from the time they were coming out the cradle able to play until now. And I love it. We love it.
how long do you celebrate a win?
Right when the last second ticks off the clock, I'm on to the next.
Oh, so you don't savor a victory?
No, I can't, because I'm so, it's like, you know, shoot, David defeated Goliath. All right, what's next? Like, let's go. I don't have time to sit up there. I've never been like that in the NFL, college football, now coaching. I've never been like that. I'm ready to go to the next. I'm a man of challenges. I love challenges, man. I love challenges. So after we've conquered, I'm on to the next. Now, when we get conquered, that lingers with you. Like we started off with, that stays with you, because now you're trying to think about, okay, I should have did this, I could have did that, I could have did that, I should have did that. You're thinking about the idas.
What have you learned about yourself this year?
I need to involve patience with some aspects of coaching, in regards to, I want to win right now, and I know we can, because I can see it, but I do know where we come up short, and I know the inconsistencies that we have, and sometimes you try to mask it with certain things, but you know deep down what you need. And with me, man, I'm open book. You know, I've been shooting you straight ever since we met. So when I'm sitting in your seat or on the couch there, I'm going to always be honest. And sometimes when you're honest, you're too honest for media, and they can't handle it. Everybody's not as poised as you. They can't see through the smoke. But when I'm telling them the truth, you know, they think it's a lie. But when I'm telling them really how I am and how I feel, they think more of it. And it's instead of just saying, man, shoot, he's being forthright, he's being straight up. But sometimes they're not used to that kind of honesty.
And I will tell you this, that I said this when the season started, that I thought you were probably 7 to 10 players away, that you had top end talent. You didn't have the military on the ground. You needed an army. You had some generals. And then you beat TCU. And then I think everybody, like, it sped up the process. So now you're kind of saying, hey, did you set the expectation level maybe too high too soon?
No, because I've always been forthright and said, okay, slow down. We're not where we're going to be. See, they thought I was going to change. No, I'm not going to change. I'm the same guy when I lost. I'm the same guy. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm leading. I'm telling you the truth, telling you what's up. But I've also said, even the first time we got our butts kicked, I said, hey, guys, you better get me now. We about 8 to 10 guys away. Get me now. And I was being honest. Get your licks now, because I know where we're going. I know where we're headed, because I can see. I'm at every practice. Shoot, I know these kids. I talk to them. I meet with them. I counsel them. I love them. And I know their shortcomings, and I know where they're strong, and I know where they're weak, as well as the coaching staff. Like, I know these men that we've gathered together to call coaches. I know what we have in the house.
While we're being honest, I critiqued you when you came in and you got rid of those kids at Colorado. But the video, and I don't mind that you do it because it's a business, but the video went viral and I felt bad for those kids. So just wanted to.
I don't know why. Well, let me tell you this, because this is something you may not know. Maybe 20 kids we may have sat down with and said, you know, we may head in a different direction. I don't know if this is going to work out. Everybody else quit, man. They quit. Like, you can't hold me responsible. And some guys you attribute it to us, they weren't even on the roster. I remember one kid made a big deal out of he couldn't get his film. We wasn't here. For the walk-on tape that you wanted, we weren't even here. We weren't even a part of the program.
Like, why would they quit your program?
Because when you see, if I go out there and I see Jordan and the Dream Team practicing, and I'm sitting up there saying, I don't know if this is going to work out for me. I don't know if I can play. For God bless the late, great Bob Knight. He's a little too animated and forthcoming. I don't know if I could do that. And they want to play football. So now kids don't tough it out. They shut it down. That's why we created the portal, isn't it? So they could get another option to go and do what they really want to do and play like they desire to play. So that happened. We had kids, well, we had the during spring game. everybody but three defensive linemen quit that week of. Like, it was going to hurt us. And we're like, so, I mean, that's truly what happened. So we got accredited for a lot of kids that we shouldn't have got accredited for.
He's Deion Sanders joining us on behalf of California Almonds. Coach Prime never takes a day off, which is why he eats almonds daily to be smart about his recovery. What makes for a good pitch man?
Honesty, sincerity, passion. Honesty, sincerity, passion. Like, I really eat almonds. Like, I really eat KFC. I you know, some of the things I endorse, I really do. It's not just, hey, let me line myself up with this company. No, I really do this stuff. So the authenticity, I think you can see it bleed through the TV or when it doesn't, you can say, hey, man, come on, man, be real.
Who do you think's the best pitch man? Have you taken any advice, or you watch somebody and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to sell something like that?
No, I haven't, because we've been at this for a long time. It's sort of like, this is the third quarter of life. You know, you had, I first came out of college, you had prime time, then you went to prime. Now it's coach prime. This is like the third quarter. Like, we're still going and we win it.
How would you have done an NIL?
Oh, my God. That would have been spectacular, because people get misconstrued with NILs and collectives. Most people are boasting with collectives. When you know, alumni put a bunch of money in the pot and give to the kids, you only see maybe several kids in the whole country with NIL deals. I mean, that's the truth, that they're endorsable. It's hard for a business or a CEO to say, I'm going to put this much money on a kid. We don't know if the kid drank, smokes. We don't know what he's going to get into with his girlfriend. You don't know. You really want to take that risk as a CEO? So you want to let that kid get into college and develop a little bit first, so you really get to know him a bit. So that's an NIL. And we just happen to have two of the lead NIL earners in college football with Travis Hunter and Shador.
What car would you have been driving at Florida State?
I probably had a driver. Let's just get this straight.
You'd had a chauffeur?
Yeah. Let's get this straight. I'd had a driver. Yeah. So let's make sure we get that straight. I'd had a driver for sure.
You love your goals. You have goals. You have goals that you set. But is the NFL a goal eventually in your life?
Coaching?
Yeah.
No, not whatsoever. I don't think I'm built for the NFL. I don't think, because I'm too, I appreciate the game so much, and I respect the game so much of what the game has consistently done for me for a multitude of years, that when I see a guy getting paid millions and millions of dollars and he has no respect for the game, does not want to excel and exceed expectations in the game, I'm going to have a true problem. So I'm the kind of coach that would go out there with 53 and come back at the halftime with about 32. Because I can't do it. Like, I'm too brutally honest, and I want to win that much. And I need everybody that respects the game. And oftentimes, money clouds that judgment. That is happening in college football. Money clouds that love and that passion for the game.
What if it's a package deal with you and Shador?
Don't forget Shiloh, by the way. Don't forget Shiloh.
Eventually he's coming.
No, they're going to come out the same year, next year.
Okay.
They better not try to leave Daddy this year, by the way. I don't know. I haven't thought, man, I'm trying to win a game. I'm not thinking down the street that far. I haven't thought like that. That's a great thought process, though.
What was going through your mind when you're in hospital having surgery?
Thank you, Lord. It's hard to fathom, but I'm serious, Dan. It was thank you, Lord, that you chose me, because I don't know a lot of people that can deal with this. I think I had 9 surgeries in a matter of days, you know, like it was cut and dried. If I'm going to make it, then okay. If I'm going to have my leg, okay. And now if I'm going to have my foot. So all those different things was going through your mind, and you want to make sure, okay, did I give enough love to my kids, or, you know, to my mother and my sister? Like you think about all those different things.
I just remember when you showed us your toes. when you we were in Houston and you took off your shoes, sock.
Yeah, like, that's when I had all of them.
That was that was tough having lunch that day after seeing that. That was tough. I was like, I don't know what we had for lunch, but it reminded me of your foot. And I go, man, that was nasty. That,
but it's so funny that, you know, the blood clots, it was hereditary. And just sometimes I look down now like, hey, Lord, thank you. Like, I never said, why me? Never questioned God, never questioned the path, never anything. I knew it was going to be something tremendous on the other end, and now I'm living it.
Okay, but how fast could you run the 40 right now?
I could beat probably three quarters of my friends right
now. and they have all their toes.
They have all.
Hey, great to connect with you again. Good luck the rest of the season here. Thanks for joining us.
Right. And how, tell me again, how long has it been? Because you're a legend.
I've been doing it 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 40 years.
That is awesome.
But, you know, I set out to have a long shelf life. I wanted to make sure I did it right and continue to do it that way.
Well, I appreciate that distinguished voice and your honesty, your integrity, just how you've always treated me, man. I got love for you, man. You're a good dude.
Thank you, Deion.
Thank appreciate you, man. Thank you.
That's Deion Sanders joining us on behalf of California Almonds. Coach Prime never takes a day off, which is why he eats almonds daily. To be smart about his recovery. Let me take a break. We'll process that. Had some funny lines in there, some interesting things to say. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, all of that right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. By the way, we'll have the number one high school player in America, Cooper Flagg, on. He's out of Maine, but plays his high school ball in Florida, and he's turned some heads. They're already talking about him being the number one draft pick in 2 years. He's going to Duke this next season. Dion was fun. He was interesting. And I was trying to give him a scenario in the NFL because I know you don't want to talk about the NFL because then it feels like, oh, you're just stopping in Boulder and then you're going to the NFL. But if you went in as a package deal and you got to coach your son or sons, would that be something that intrigued him? Also, I love the NIL. What kind of car would you drive at Florida State? Yeah, I'd have a driver. I could just imagine Dion getting out of a limo, name, image, and likeness at Florida State. Plus, you know, when we watch our kids perform, we're so nervous. So he's a dad watching his kids play, but he can remove that father-type feel of, oh, my God, my son. And his son gets back. You know, Shador got crushed against UCLA. And you're watching that. It's still your son. Yes, Eaton.
You know, I don't know if he does remove the father part. I feel like when Deion Sanders is on the sideline with his sons, he is a coach and a father because there are these moments that are like tender in nature, right? Mm. Where his son comes off the field and he's got a bloody lip and Deion wipes it off. He wouldn't do that for the linebacker or a kid that I don't know that. That's a very fatherly moment where you're wiping blood off of your son's face.
Yeah, but we get nervous watching our son get up there with the bases loaded and it's two outs and he's at home. Deion, I think, has so much confidence in his kids that they're going to eventually figure out a way to get it done.
Yeah.
Johnny in Pittsburgh. Hi, Johnny. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 6-4-2-50. And that's got a poignant, and I'm going somewhere with this, but 20-something years ago when you and Dibs, you sold me a pair of Bills khakis and a $100 Amex card for being the first one to ding in. I don't know if you remember that. Not my case.
Oh, yeah, you're back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Paul. Yeah, it's me. The reason I'm saying that is, and I've been holding on to that for a lot of years, is that I have been so loyal to you as a listener. But I wanted to call Tyler today and you guys because that interview hit great, man. Like your interview with Boeheim, I don't know if it's you and I don't want to say your twilight or where you're at in your career, but you're a polarizing guy, and there's a lot of clickbait about you and there's a lot of clickbait about Deion. But, you know, there's been a lot of fodder online about, you know, things you've said. But I just think you and Deion are very similar and that you're opinionated. I love the fact that we can have these conversations and he can come on and you can be critical. I teach my kids all the time. There's not a conflict is not a bad word. It's how you handle it. It's constructive. And you've been constructively critical of Deion or Prime, Coach Prime, whatever. And I just love the way that interview went. I just think it hit different. I think you're going to see a lot online, and not that everybody follows the clickbait of this show or Prime, but I just think that was professionally done, and I was really enamored with him. He's polarizing, but I respect the hell out of him.
All right. Well, thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Good to hear from you again. Brad in Texas. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind?
5'9", 175. I also agree with the caller before me. Great interview, Dan. Who interviews better than Dan Patrick? Nobody. Listen, I saw something really cool on the Peyton and Eli broadcast last night that made a brutal game more watchable, I guess. At one point, Eli asked Peyton a question, and the running back went out in motion into the slot and came right back. And Eli was like, "Why did he do that, Peyton?" And Peyton, he stood up and he actually showed you what he was doing. The running back goes out there to illustrate whether it's zone coverage or man coverage. And I just thought that was really cool how they show you that. Not a lot of broadcasters in games.
Well, you don't get that opportunity because they're not loyal to the play-by-play. They're there to talk. There's a game going on when they talk. I mean, they had a rough moment when Arnold Schwarzenegger was on there. That was not good TV. It was interesting, different TV. But, you know, Arnold blew through the stop sign. Like, you have to have some social awareness there, Arnold. You know, but it's all about him, and he wants to talk about his book and then bring the donkey on. I'm going, oh, God. Back to the game, meanwhile. But, no, they have that ability to be able to stop and then show you something where Troy Aikman couldn't do that in a game. Brendan in L.A. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, Dan. So I propose that Jim Harbaugh is Richard Nixon. Nixon, as you know, won 49 out of 50 states, but still cheated, felt the compulsion to cheat. And I think there's an underlying quality with Harbaugh, maybe because he's never crossed that big threshold and won the biggest game, but it's just that compulsion where it's not enough, and so I'm going to have to do things I probably don't need to do. And I find it, he's super flawed and interesting because of that. I think he's in stark contrast to Dion and what we've heard in your great interview, but that would be my pitch that.
All right. Well, here's the only thing I would push back on that. And we've been around Harbaugh a long time. I knew Jim when he was playing for the Colts. But would he knowingly cheat? Would he bend the rules? Might be different. But also, his father is a lifetime football coach. And that's what I keep coming back to. The respect he has for his father in the coaching profession, that's where I have some doubt that rests. Do I think it's possible? Absolutely. Look, when somebody says, oh, that's not possible, or that guy could never do, I always go, well, there's always the possibility. Because we've been fooled many, many times down through the years. And did Jim Harbaugh orchestrate this? Did he know it? Did he not know it, but it was still under his watch? He's a competitor. You're trying to win a national championship. You want to show everybody, hey, I got humbled. They made me take a salary cut. I couldn't beat Ohio State. I beat Ohio State. I beat them again. I deserve a contract extension. I'm going to flirt with the NFL. I mean, all of these things have happened in the last couple of years here. And I don't know if you get caught up in, hey, we got an advantage here. Let's take advantage of it. And did he do that? I think we're going to find out by tomorrow what the Big Ten thinks of all this. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Just a couple. 1973, New Jersey. The state of New Jersey, Seton, became the first U.S. state to permit girls to play on Little League baseball teams. Okay. 1992, the Phoenix Suns played their first game at American West Arena. 1999, Tiger Woods became the first golfer since Ben Hogan in 53 to win four straight PGA tournaments.
On this date, 1991, I know where I was. I was on the SportsCenter set in the afternoon as Magic Johnson announced that he was HIV positive and retired from the Lakers. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Deion Sanders never gets past a loss. They stay with him in some area of solitary confinement.
What about you, Seton O'Connor?
Deion probably would have had a driver if he had an NIL.
Marvin?
Tim Hasselbeck, impressed by the Cowboys in a loss.
Paulie?
Three Maction games tonight, Dan.
Sliding into the weekend brought to you by our partners, Kings Hawaiian. They want you to get together with friends and family and football. Enjoy the weekend by making every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Thanks for joining us. Email, tweet, phone calls, all-around support. We appreciate it. For the entire gang, we'll talk to you tomorrow here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.